wake-up song to the control center, and we'll play that back for you at this time.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning, dear Gordy. Good morning to you.
And after getting us a few minutes to catch our bearings, we hit them with the theme from 2001, A Space Odyssey. Since then, things have been going along pretty much normally. The poetic offering was from Jack Schmidt, who said it was for all the kids back home. That was his version of The Night Before Christmas. We have reacquired Ron Evans aboard the Command Module America, and everything is progressing very smoothly aboard that vehicle. We're on separate communication circuits at the present time, and will be up until the revolution prior to LEM liftoff, at which time we'll switch back to a single air-to-ground circuit, a single spacecraft communicator operation, and be able to follow the operations in both vehicles simultaneously. That will be at acquisition of signal on the CSM's 51st revolution.
Okay, Gordy, it's pink power-up time.
Okay, Gino, and I've got a couple more items to completely clean up the checklist whenever you can get to that.
I'll let Jack give you a call. I'm going to start on a pink if you're ready. Corey, you ready for a pink?
That's affirmative. Finally got you a go to set it as per checklist.
Okay, there's the pro. I did get the restart. I got the NOAT, the NAP, gimbal lock lights, and a program alarm light siren.
Roger.
Mark, if the gimbal operate breaker is closed.
Roger.
That's the IMU operate breaker. Yeah, I'll stand by for 90 seconds.
And we're ready for a power amp primary and high bit rate.
Okay, you got it. Okay, Gordo, self-test is complete, and it's go, and I'll give you an e-memory dump.
Okay, we're ready, standing by for it. And while it's coming, I could give you the update for the next page.
Okay, it's coming at you, and you can go with the updates on the next page.
Okay, page 7-10, your P-57 liftoff time, upper right corner, is 188.01.4385. Over.
Okay, Gordy, P-57 liftoff time, 188.01.4385.
That's affirmative, and then we'd like you to delete all the steps below that liftoff time, from the AT3 Datastar info box through the verb 32 after for the remaining Datastars and after last star. In other words, just delete all between the box and up to circuit breaker AOT lamp open. And of course, there'll be no P22 time. Over.
Okay. Delete all the Datastar information. Between the start of that box and after last star, verb 34, enter 00, enter.
That's correct. And then turn to page 7-15. We're changing. We looking here a little closer. We find that the radars are already in good position, so you can delete all procedures on page 7-15 except copy SN pad, CSI pad, and LEMDAP weight.
Okay, we deleted everything but the last three lines on that page.
Okay, on page 7-12, back up a couple pages. in the lower right corner there in the blank space, you might jot down 185.58 VHF check with command module. And that'll be according to the procedures on 7-15 in the box. You might just parentheses 7-15 to remind you where the procedure is. But the comm check will come during that time when you're prepping for equipment jettison or right around there.
Okay, we got that.
Okay, that's all we got for you. And we have the EMOD dump, okay?
Okay. Gordy, we're in fluent data, and we're standing by for your uplink. Yeah, how long does that AOT heater breaker have to be open? I pushed it in at 184.08.
Okay, I get an answer on that, and I think we'll be coming with the uplink here shortly. See, no time constraint on that AOT breaker, except if it's foggy, it hasn't been in long enough.
Thank you, Gordy.
Challenger, here comes your uplink.
Okay.
Challenger, it's your computer. You have a state vector, a time increment, and an RLS.
Thank you, Gordy. Now, it likes the command module's orbit.
That's good.
This is Apollo Control at 184 hours, 32 minutes. Jack Schmidt and Gene Cernan, aboard Challenger on the lunar surface at the present time, are going through the platform alignment, getting their guidance and navigation equipment ready for lunar liftoff. They will also shortly begin donning their pressure suits. And they appear to be running about 30 minutes behind the timeline. However, we expect they will have adequate opportunity to make up the lost time prior to a lunar liftoff, and we're looking for liftoff to occur pretty much on time at 188 hours, 1 minute 44 seconds ground elapsed time. This is actually about 1 minute 10 seconds earlier than the pre-flight plan, with the difference caused by the fact that the command module for a period of time was in a slightly smaller orbit than had been planned pre-mission, with the plane change and orbit circularization maneuver performed a few hours ago by the command module. That orbit is now back on the planned trajectory. However, because of the smaller orbit the CSM was in for a period of time, the liftoff time of the LEM has had to be moved up 1 hour or 1 minute 10 seconds to put the LEM in the proper position with respect to the command module for their rendezvous. This is a so-called phasing consideration for the lunar liftoff. Again, liftoff currently planned for 188 hours, 1 minute 44 seconds, or about 1 minute 10 seconds earlier than called for in the flight plan. Ron Evans aboard America is involved in scientific activities at the present time, getting set up for zodiacal light photography. Everything continues to go very smoothly aboard America. Evans, a little while ago, hooked up the in-flight vacuum cleaner and powered it up to see that it was going to work. That piece of equipment will be used quite a bit after Schmidt and Cernan return to the command module with their dirty bags of rocks and dirty spacesuits. And there will be quite a cleanup chore for all three crewmen in the command module. America at this time is in its 49th revolution of the moon, and about 20 minutes away from disappearing behind the moon on this revolution. We're showing 3 hours, 27 minutes now until lunar in the command module. America at this time is in its 49th revolution of the moon, and about 20 minutes away from disappearing behind the moon on this revolution. We're showing 3 hours, 27 minutes now until lunar liftoff.
Okay, we see that.
There's an 905.
Doesn't look like the Challenger shifted around much in the last 3 days.
Well, at least it always settles back to the same spot.
Okay, you're clear to talk, though.
Hey, Gordy, are we cleared to jettison the buddy Swiss bag now?
That's affirmative, Jack. We've determined you won't need it for rock stowage. And along the same line, John Young suggested that you might check your checklist pockets on your suits when you get to that point. His were full of dirt. You might want to take those off and discard them if that's the case so that it won't fly up and get you at insertion.
Yeah, we already did that, Gordy. They were a mess. We took them off. They're in the jettison bag now.
Okay.
We're going to take time off for about 15 or 20 minutes of mandatory housekeeping here.
Okay, I understand.
That's prior to suit donning.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control at 184 hours, 52 minutes. In about 2 minutes 45 seconds, we'll be losing radio contact with Ron Evans aboard America as the CSM goes behind the moon on the 49th revolution. At the present time, Evans is in the process of checking out the rendezvous transponder on board his spacecraft, the first in a series of steps he'll be taking to configure the CSM for the rendezvous with the lunar module. Aboard the lunar module, Challenger on the lunar surface, the team of Cernan and Schmidt will soon begin getting into their spacesuits, getting the lunar module configured for liftoff, a process, series of steps which they have already begun. And everything aboard the lunar module appears to be very close to normal. We are looking at one minor problem, and that concerns the water aboard the descent stage of the lunar module. For some reason, the consumption of water has been a bit greater than was predicted. This water is used primarily, at least the bulk of it is used for cooling equipment aboard the lunar module. It's boiled into the vacuum of the lunar atmosphere and carries away heat from the electronic equipment in the LEM. If we run out of water in the descent stage, the crew will simply switch over to the reserves of the ascent stage and use those prior to liftoff. Our current prediction is that the descent water will last up through 186 hours, 40 minutes, plus or minus 1 hour, so as early as 185 hours, 40 minutes, or as late as 187 hours, 40 minutes. We could run out of water in the lunar module descent stage. If we run out early, again, the procedure would be to have the crew switch over to the ascent water supply. This again would, in turn, would cause no problem. We have adequate reserves in the ascent stage of the LEM for a normal or an abnormal rendezvous and docking. And in about 30 seconds, we'll be losing radio contact with Evans aboard America. And we've had loss of signal now with the CSM. Be reacquiring in about 45 minutes the spacecraft at that time on the 50th revolution of the moon. We'll continue with the dual line setup, communicating with the CSM on one circuit and the lunar module on another circuit through the next revolution, then beginning with the acquisition of signal with the command module on the 51st revolution, which is the LEM liftoff rev. We'll be switching to a single communication circuit with a single spacecraft communicator. Again, Cernan and Schmidt appear to be running about 30 minutes behind the flight plan timeline, but we expect they'll have adequate opportunity to make up that time before liftoff. There are a couple of places in the flight plan where there is a bit of a built-in pad, and they should have no trouble being ready for a an on-time liftoff if things continue to go as smoothly as they are at the present time. Cernan and Schmidt both in good shape for the liftoff. Cernan reported he got about 5 hours of sleep, Schmidt about 6 hours. Both crewmen have been eating well and along with their vehicle in good shape for the liftoff and subsequent rendezvous. This is Apollo Control at 184 hours, 56 minutes.
Cody, this is Jack. I just went off BioMed briefly.
Okay, Jack.
And Gene will be on BioMed shortly.
Roger.
Cody, I'm back up.
Okay.
That last report from Jack Schmidt that he and Gene Cernan were reconfiguring their biomedical switches, harnesses, indicates that they're in the process of getting back into their pressure suits at this time.
Okay, Houston, this is the LMP suited. How do you read biomed invoice?
We're copying your ticker loud and clear. I'll say your voice.
Okay. Cody, Gene, I'm going off the air.
Okay, Gene.